Question.
What is your question?
Why do we have to wear headphones?
It's a good question.
Do you not know? We just do it because that's what Joe Rogan does, or what?
No, it's just easier because you can hear. I can hear how, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes I miss. Usually it's just me. So I like to be able to hear if I'm, like, not talking into the microphone or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Roughly Related to Reselling podcast. My name is Perry Phillips. I go by the Pothead Picker on Instagram. This isn't a reselling related episode.
Clearly.
Why?
Because I'm not involved in reselling.
What do you mean? You could be.
I mean, I could be.
Why are you talking so quiet? You're the loudest person I've ever met in my life.
Louder than my mom?
I mean, your mom was only made up rumors about me. No, I'm just kidding.
We don't know if they're rumors yet. It's yet to be determined.
Save the comedy for the joke tellers. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Anyway, what do we do tonight?
We went to the Wilbur in Boston, and we watched Are You Garbage?
You can keep talking. I'm getting a zin, not a sponsor. Do I have to turn it?
I told you last night, I just manhandle it and open it.
You talk to everybody in the street, but you won't just talk into a microphone?
I don't talk to him. I just nod my head at him. I'm like, what's up?
No, it's fun. It's fun. We went to that bar.
We went to a couple bars.
Well, the first, we got to the first place, and there was a window seat.
That shit was dope, with Christmas lights.
And we just had a great view of a parked car that was open.
Well, all the honking cars and the boats, or the ducks.
The duck boats.
Duck boats. Duck some.
Yeah, they go. The duck boats go from land to sea.
Do they actually go in the water, too?
Yeah, you go in the water.
Oh, shit.
You go for it. Like, that's the whole thing. You tour around the city, and then you go down into the water.
Yeah, we should do that.
We gonna do tomorrow?
Probably not. I got work to do.
That's right. Jacob's my indentured servant for the weekend. I can't call him a slave because he's not black. What? What the fuck? You're not supposed to say that? Puerto Rican. I can say that.
You got a pass?
But yeah, you've been doing work for us.
Work, 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 work.
You're paying in potatoes like the Irish.
You're paying me in Bud Lights.
For real, though.
Bud Lights and lobster rolls.
Yeah, my mom bought you a lobster roll. Still, it's not good. It's not good. That lobster roll yesterday that you had.
It was pretty good. It's just
I know. I don't want to be, because I know I talk shit about my mom and my wife being negative, but lobster's just not that good. The best lobster you can get is not that good. Crab is going to.
There's probably a lot of people that would disagree with you.
But crab is so much better. Even the thing my wife got last night that was like, it wasn't even imitation lobster. It was poor man's lobster, and it was better than what
lobster?
Yeah, the lobster.
Poor man's lobster's
the
lobster.
The lobster roll that I took a bite of.
Oh no, dude! Her fish was pretty bomb.
Which one?
Her fish.
It was bomb, and that was supposed to be poor man's lobster. It was better than the actual lobster. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
The lobster's not that great. Crap. Crabs are its ass.
I'm with both of them.
You look really high.
It's because I'm really high.
What did you do?
I had a 10 milligram edible. What did you have?
I had like 50 milligrams of the same edibles, and then I just took a dab when we got home.
And I finished your dab.
Yeah, that'll do it then.
Yeah. Well, I took a couple hits.
No, the dab's all you need for you.
Well, plenty. All I needed was the two hits I took off Jay out there.
Have you been hydrating?
Hydration is key, right?
Yes. We have to just do a minimum of an hour, so we have 55 minutes left. Are you okay to do that?
Absolutely not.
You can do 55
minutes. It's only been 5 minutes.
Trust me, it gets easier. Don't worry. I've been doing this for almost like, I don't know.
You do it by yourself for an hour?
Yeah, I just sit here and do it by myself.
What the hell are you talking about for an hour?
I don't know. Just whatever I fucking pops into my head. Sometimes I put shit on my phone that I want to remember to talk about. So when I get lost. But then sometimes I just talk for like 45 minutes and I'm like, oh, I should dip into like the shit that I was thinking about talking about. But it's just like, you have to do it every day. It's not like something that's, not every day, but like consistently. It's not something I just, I'm not going to be good at it regularly. But I've been doing it long enough so I'm not terrible. I don't think I'm terrible. But I mean, my cover art's fucking dope. You can answer that phone on the podcast if you want to. Put it on speakerphone. If Elena wants to be on the podcast. I don't know if it's going to... Oh, what's that? What's it doing? Don't... Hold on.
There's some fuzzies. Hold on. Elena.
What?
You're on our podcast.
Whoa, are you like higher than the clouds right now?
Why does Loki look so little? Oh, that's not Loki.
This is not Loki.
Oh my gosh, she's huge.
This is Frankie, and she's a devil.
Yeah, she's grown up hella. That's Sarah Nicole's dog.
Hi, Elena. Hi, somebody else's dog.
Frankie.
Hi.
We decided a podcast because we're high and drunk.
I love that.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I
want
to listen to it. Ow, stop.
You're on it.
You're on it.
You're a featured guest.
Hey, listeners. What are you guys talking about?
Honestly, we don't remember. Probably
we were talking about the marijuana situation that took place where I had 10 milligrams and Perry had 50 milligrams.
Oh, wow!
And
I get really high. The way you're holding the phone is pretty funny. Like this?
Well, it's because I'm trying to get your by the mic.
Dog. Wait, whose dog is that?
It's Nicole and Sarah.
Oh, you stole it?
No, I'm dog sitting.
I know. I was trying to create drama for the podcast. I'm sorry.
Where's Nicole and Sarah at?
Well, at the green.
They're watching the green at what venue?
Polsbo? I don't know.
Huh.
That was the last show I went to.
Okay, well, I'll leave you alone.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you, bye.
That was the last show I went to. I went to that show with you and your dad, and we took LSD.
And my dad, it was like wintertime, and my dad was in flip-flops and socks in Seattle, walking around in the rain to go to a fucking concert on fucking acid.
You were embarrassed, but I was like, I honestly didn't care.
I mean, it's not about embarrassment. It's
but
just
normally
like, what
I
the
would
fuck
care,
are you doing?
But I was like, I honestly like, can I say Jack? Jack?
Sure. I mean, that's his name.
I guess so.
Or Pops. Most people call him Pops.
Yeah. So I didn't care.
lose your train of thought there, buddy?
Yeah, I didn't care. I was like, but it was funny when you mentioned it. I was like, oh, yeah. But yeah, that was. But when we took acid on the mountain, what was it? In
the mountain in the Cabral Forest.
Yeah, but it was like when they were like, "You're not supposed to hang out with anybody." They're like, "Don't hang." Remember, it was like the beginning of COVID.
Oh, COVID. Yeah.
And they were like, "Don't. We're not doing the." I shut off the GoPro. Sorry, that's distracting. But they told us not to hang out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They told us not to hang out with each other. But we were like, well, we already had plans to do acid, so I guess we should just do it. And then we hung out. We did acid. We drove around in that beat-up truck that you had. You remember that?
My dad's or mine?
I don't know. We were, like, going down. I remember we went to the first place, and then your dad got all fucking Captain Planet.
We talked about that earlier.
And jumped in this little creek
to get garbage out.
To get garbage out, high on acid. And then we drove to another spot where it was just us, because there was too many people at the first spot.
Yeah.
And then we drove the truck around, and it was just the three of us. Like, we basically just fucked around in the woods, high on acid.
Yeah.
And then I went home and I watched Tiger King, and I may or may not still be up on that mountain. Because then it was like, they were like, COVID.
COVID,
like,
never happened. You're just still on your trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was fun. That was a good time.
That was hella fun.
We had a good time doing that. All right, it's your turn to bring up a topic. That's how the show goes. I'm just kidding. There's no structure.
I was going
to
say, because you didn't give me any guidance, and I'm
there's literally no structure. It's just like we're having a conversation, just we're not having any interruptions. There's no music.
There's no kids.
There's no dildos.
There's beer.
There is. There's beer. We have 49 minutes to go. It gets easier at like 30 minutes.
That's still 21 minutes to go, or 19 minutes to go.
I know, and it's late. It's so late, but you know what?
I know, you got to get up early.
I know, but you're going to help me, right?
When?
Tomorrow?
I'll help you tomorrow.
I'm just kidding. My mom will help me. I got up the other day.
My mommy will help me.
What time is it? I got up the other day. It was fucking so... We did mushrooms like 2 nights ago, and I got up. I told you guys, I was like, I'm going to get up, get my kids out. I got up, woke my daughter up, got her out the door hella fast, got her hair did, got her dressed, got her to school, and then got to a yard sale and came back with food. And I went to bed at like 1:30, 2 o'clock, something like that.
I went to bed at 3:30.
My wife came to bed, and I was like, you know, I thought about trying to make a move, but have you ever fucked on mushrooms?
I'm sure I have. I don't remember.
I don't like it.
Really?
No, I don't like it. And I remember the last time we fucked on mushrooms, and I was like, I don't want to do it again. I don't like it.
I don't like it. Why?
Because, like, just like when I was talking about your forehead. Your face gets all fucked up, and it's not like your fault. Like, but
I actually think I know where you're going with this. When you're
but high. Like your face gets fucked up, so like, you know, you're trying to fuck with some, you're trying to fuck, and you open your eyes real quick, you're like, ah, well, who are you? Your fucking face gets all fucking distorted and weird. And then you kind of like, the first time I was fucking on mushrooms, I was like, oh, this is just like my skin rubbing against somebody else's skin. You know what I mean? So it, you just like think about weird shit and you're fucking on mushroom cells. Like, I don't even want to fuck on mushroom. I'm not trying to fuck
now
on mushroom.
Now I need to try it. No, don't. I feel like you're right.
It's not fun. Like you start, like it starts off, you're like, oh, this is good. And then you're like, this is terrible. This is somewhere. A bad idea. Yeah, it's not fun. Like it seems like it would be fun, but it's not fun. So about, I don't recommend.
What about Molly?
Molly, yeah, it's more fun on Molly for sure. I don't get limp dick on Molly. Cocaine, limp dick. Limp dick for sure. We were just talking about the Shirin story. Remember with the limp dick when I was pretending to be turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't remember the "do you pretend to be turtle" part.
So we went to, that was when I was big into Entourage. And people used to be like, you look like Turtle from Entourage.
Yeah.
So that's how, that was like the whole conversation that started with that girl who was, I was 21, 35, that girl that we were talking about. The Persian girl, Iranian. And so I was like, hey, I play Turtle on Entourage. I was honestly just fucking around. I don't think she believed it or not. And then we went back. So when we were back at the hotel and we were doing the cocaine and all that shit, they came back like late. I'll tell the whole story because we're doing a podcast, so I have to like backtrack. It. So
need context.
Meet this girl at the club with friends. I was 21.
Where at?
In San Diego. It was at like this fucking club, we knew the big DJ in the area. I went to college with his brother, like the radio DJ, Frankie V. I don't know if I don't think this is like incriminating, but he got us into the club.
Frankie V.
He just got us into the club. That was it. And so we were like partying and shit. And we told this girl, I told this girl that I was Turtle from Entourage. Like I played Turtle. And I was like, yeah, they cover up my tattoos. She was from fucking Iran. I don't think she believed it at all. I think she was just fucking a horny old lady. And I was fucking 21. And then we left the club. We were doing cocaine. They had a little bit of coke. They drove us back in that BMW driving super fast. Remember, I was like,
super
fucking
fast.
I was scared out of my fucking mind. They drove us back to a Holiday Inn that we were staying in, dropped us off. It was probably...
Why were you guys staying at the Holiday Inn?
Because we were fucking 21. We were just like, we didn't have any money. We were, I got an idea to go to San Diego for spring break. And I convinced Keith and
from LA.
No, this was before I moved to LA.
Oh shit, okay.
I hadn't moved to LA. I convinced Keith and our other friend Brendan to go with me.
Oh shit.
So we all went to San Diego. That's the first time I met my father.
Yeah.
It was in we went to San Diego, and the first couple nights, that's when we partied. So the night that I hooked up with that girl, the Iranian girl, we did a bunch of coke. That was the night she came over with a bunch of coke. I gave her money for coke, and then I took it back out of her purse.
You're an asshole.
And then we banged, but like, I could only stay hard for so long because of the cocaine. So the next
that's right,
day,
that's where we're getting at.
The next day, I met my father in LA, and then we saw the craziest fucking bum fight you've ever seen. I used to have it on video. Did I ever tell you that story?
I'm sure you have. I don't remember.
So we were in Venice Beach, and we went down to Venice with my dad. It was me, Keith, and the other dude. And we're sitting outside at like an outside cafe.
Yeah.
And this FedEx truck is backing up, and this homeless guy like kind of walks up and like fucking hits the fucking truck. But at the same time, he's like pushing his girlfriend. So the FedEx guy comes out to like check what's going on, and the homeless guy that just like assaulted his girlfriend tells the FedEx guy that he just fucking hit his girlfriend. And so the FedEx guy's like, look at my camera, this, that, and the other. It escalates. There's a tattoo shop over here, so people come out of the tattoo shop. This girl starts talking shit to this homeless guy. The homeless guy then says something to the girl. The girl's boyfriend then fucking comes up and like punches the dude, hits him. I forget what happened, but he basically hit him. He fucking falls down, gets back up. The guy hits him again. He falls down, cracks his head, just blood on the fucking
just
pavement.
Just right in front of you guys,
yes.
Just sitting there eating or
having
beer.
Oh, no, sorry. I missed a crucial element. So before the boyfriend hits the guy, he falls down. The girl comes over and pepper sprays him. Keith got hit in the face with the pepper spray.
Oh, shit.
Because we're right there. Fucking, he gets hit in the face with the pepper spray. The homeless guy gets up, hits him again. Then he falls back, cracks his head open, gets up, like hobbles off, fucking bleeding from the head. And that was like 2 days into... I didn't
West
even
Coast.
Live there yet. I just met my dad, and that was like what happened. It was like, fucking crazy.
Like, damn, LA's crazy.
And then I moved there like less than a year later. I didn't move to San Diego. Well, no, I did. I moved to LA, so I lived not far from Venice.
Yeah.
But I went to Venice on the bus. Venice was dope. You'd like Venice. I'm sure shit like that.
I hung
that
out in like Orange County.
That's not Venice.
Where Ruby's is at on that beach.
There's a lot of homeless people in Venice, but it almost like makes it cooler, I guess, because you can see shit like that. But I don't know how it is now. It's
people
probably
watching.
Way worse. Yeah. And there's like the little Venice canals, and there used to be a place where you could get fish tacos that were fucking so bomb. LA was the shit.
I
saw the writing on the wall when there was like, they were just building apartments. not like nothing else.
Not cool shit.
Just like people. Just more apartments. Like, let's get more people in here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we left. But it was dope when we lived there. Like the little.
Now you guys got hella good stories from there.
There's a lot of shit. I told you
that's
about
where you met your boo boo kitty fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I could have hired somebody for that. I'm just kidding. What do you want to talk about? I feel like we're 20 minutes in. We're almost to the 30. Once you get to 30 minutes, it's easy.
I don't believe you.
What do you want to talk about?
I have no clue.
What do you mean you have no clue?
I didn't prepare for this. You
didn't hear me putting a podcast together behind you where you're playing Mega Man 11?
I thought you said you were doing it. We're doing it tomorrow, so I didn't mentally prepare.
I mean, I figured just get it out of the way now or drinking Bud Lights.
I need one.
Just get one. You can get one. I'm going to sit here.
I'm kind of strapped to this here situation.
Yeah, just get. You don't need to be strapped.
All right, hold please.
Yeah, just put it. I'll keep talking. I'll describe what's going on. I see that there's a man with no behind. His ass has been taken from him.
Where'd it go?
I think instead of a circumcision, I think they just removed his buttocks. So he's just got the sphincter or the tailbone. And then nothing else.
So I'm not circumcised? Is that where you're getting
it? No, I said instead of a circumcision, you got your ass removed. It's different.
I've been robbed.
Anyway, it was fun tonight, though.
It was so much fun. Can you remember any of the bits with any of the sets?
Yeah.
Say some shit.
There was the thing about the thing. No, I'm just kidding. I honestly remember, but I don't remember right now.
This is the funniest shit I've ever seen, and I don't remember one thing.
It was fun.
There was Jameson involved, 10 milligrams involved.
Yeah, but it was a fun whole experience. We went to
It's a blast.
A bar, had a beer.
Had
some Chinese food. That was bomb. And then...
Got a $24
mixed drink. Walked back to the parking garage and slammed a beer.
No, yeah, did it.
Pretty sure we pissed on somebody's car. There was a hole in that parking garage.
Probably multiple times.
Yeah. Hopefully we left before them and they don't find out. We don't get a thing in the mail like, hey, you got to pay for this person's car cleaning.
There was a camera right there next to us.
Yeah, they couldn't see us, though, I don't think.
Probably not where we were pissing, but.
No, we were tucked in the back. They can't prove anything.
Making it rain.
Plus, even if they did, my dick's too tiny to pick up on microscopes.
Yeah, me too.
So, Jacob came out to do work in the house. And we got rid of what? The whole corner?
Yeah.
We broke some bricks.
We did some demolition.
It was fun.
Opened up some space in the basement. Lots, so much more room for activities.
Why don't we talk about some fun shit?
Like what?
We can either talk about the 2024 election, UFOs.
I know nothing about either of those.
What else is coming up?
Fair.
Fair.
Ocean Party.
That's not things anybody knows anything about.
A lot of people know about the Oregon Country Fair. I don't know about here over here on the East Coast, but.
Well, this is a, I don't know if you know this, but this is a podcast that reaches people from all over the world.
All edges.
It's probably not anybody. There's probably like seven. There's probably a couple people that listen. It's probably my mom. Maybe like.
I don't even think I want your mom to hear this one.
She probably stops. She used to watch CNN. She stopped watching CNN because they gave Trump favorable coverage. So she started watching MSNBC.
MSNBC.
So I don't even know what she watches now, because I think she said she doesn't watch MSNBC, which is good. She shouldn't watch either of those. But now she's on YouTube, and like once the boomers move to YouTube, they don't know how to use YouTube. She's like, oh, I watch this thing, and it's like 100%, you know, telling the truth about this thing. It's like, well, I don't think you know how this works. Anybody can just put shit on YouTube. You know what I mean? So I think it's better that she's not watching the other thing.
She did a research.
You should do your own research, but you should like, honestly, when I was in school, they taught us how to check your sources. That was like a big thing. You had to check your sources.
Sure.
You had to like tell people, like you had to do an essay, and then you had to find out, like, cite your sources.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? And now it's like, you don't have to cite your sources for anything. You just can say just shit. It's back in like the day when you could just make shit up. It's like the internet doesn't exist, but it does exist.
You can self-diagnose your autism now. I mean,
I do think I'm autistic though.
I know you're self-diagnosing. It's
I'm just okay. kidding. I don't think I'm autistic.
You have to give an example, a funny example of why.
Of why I think I'm autistic. Yeah. I don't think I'm autistic, but I did get hit in the head with, you remember back in the day when they had the swing sets that you would play on, the metal ones? It was like aluminum.
Yeah.
And they had the one, so they had like the swings, but then they had the one that was like a bench swing.
Yeah.
So
my hard corners.
Yeah. No, not hard corners. It was like an aluminum fucking, it was a, like a fucking, a bench, you know what I mean? And Ryan had one, and they were on the bench, and I was trying to get on the bench, and they fucking hit me in the head. They hit me so hard that I had to go in the ambulance and like get taken to the ambulance.
Holy shit.
And I really think that getting hit in the head, like, I don't think like
it was a football. It was that moment.
I think so. You know what I mean? That like, because I really don't like, I didn't buy into.
It was all downhill from there.
No, it's not downhill. What do you mean? I enjoy my life right now. I'm not like, I'm just saying, but like, if I hadn't got hit in the head, I might be like, I might have stuck with school.
You could be a millionaire.
Yeah, I'd be a millionaire, but I probably would have had to like sucked off some kids or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'd have had a compromise. You know what I mean? If I didn't get hit in the head, I might not have had those moral values to avoid the temptations of the devil. You know what I mean? But I really do. I got hit in the head, and like I really don't give a fuck. Like, I have no shame. I've told the story about shitting my pants at Boy Scout camp, and like, I didn't shit my pants at Boy Scout camp. Another kid did. I told the story already. But anyway, I just don't. I like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't. If you tell me that I have to do something, I'm like, I don't think I have to do
that. I don't think I have to do that.
I don't. I might not have to do it. If you're like, I did get the fucking stupid, the shot. The what's it called?
The vaccine.
Yeah, I did get that, but because my wife told me, she was like, "Oh, I'm a nurse." Blah 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 blah. But if you ask me now, I'd be like, "No, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take either of them. I wouldn't take any of them."
Why? Especially, what's different now?
Because look at what, like, it's a non thing. It's like a nothing thing. It's a fucking nothing burger.
Yeah.
People be like, no, it's still a thing. But even if you talk to my fucking wife, she'll be like, it's still a thing. I'm like, is that what they tell you to say? Like, you never come home and be like, oh, there's another fucking COVID incident. You know what I mean? Until I bring it up, and then you're like, no, it's still a thing. It's like, well, why is it still a thing? Yeah. You know what I mean? They used to tell us shit at work to be like, oh, this is like the new thing that you need to do. So I feel like they just tell them that it's like, you know what I mean?
Nurses like a restaurant. You just some
maybe
higher up say
what I might not what, know what the fuck I'm talking about, and people might be mad at me. The 4.5 people that listen to this, including my mom, that made it 5 minutes in, might be upset about that. But it's true. You know what I mean? It's like a nothing thing now.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, I agree. I've had it multiple times in the last couple of years, and it's just like, you're just sick a little bit. And
yeah. I got COVID. I just, like, nobody else in my family got COVID. It was just me. And it was like a day that I felt like shit. I felt worse from other shit. I forget what I had that was, like, really shitty recently.
But herpes?
No. It was when I watched Lion King.
No.
It was some shit. I don't know. I talked about it on the fucking podcast. But
which Lion King?
The original. That's my kid was into Lion King for a bit. We could watch Lion King tomorrow. She'll be into it.
I love Lion King.
But yeah, it's a good movie.
It is time.
It's so dark for a kid's movie.
Simba.
It's very dark.
Remember who you are.
Yeah, but it's very dark.
Kinda.
They're like, you killed your dad, and then he comes back and like, you did it. And they're like, you fucking killed him? Like, they don't even like question this dude who just that's basically us. Because Scar just is like, takes over the whole shit, does all, like, fucking, lets the hyenas take over everything, and then Simba comes back, and they're like, no, you did this. This was your fault. Because he's, you know what I mean? He believed that it was his fault.
Yeah.
But even that the lionesses are like, huh? It was you? You killed Mufasa? They didn't even, like, question it. You know what I mean? They weren't even like, well, Scar is obviously lying.
Scar's
an asshole.
They sided
with him until he realized.
And let the hyenas back in the valley.
Yeah, and then Simba's finally like, is like, I killed Mufasa. And that's when he fucking jumps up. You know what I mean? Rawr. Nobody ever is like, really, this guy? Like, he killed Mufasa? Well, he's been gone. You know what I mean?
90s Disney. I mean, I saw something the other day about Sleeping Beauty, and it's like, what's the prince's name? Eric, or just Prince, or some shit, should be canceled because he kissed a sleeping chick, like without consent.
I think that was a long. I don't think people are actually saying. Where did you hear that?
I don't know, dude.
I don't think actual people are saying that.
I'm sure there is people saying that,
but I don't think most of the internet is actual people. Like, it's probably 95% bots.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, do you?
How do they have personalities?
Well, I mean, there's.
I mean, they're
AI.
Stupid as fuck.
There's AI. But there's also like bot farms that there's just bots that just are there.
But how can they comment in context? And just
they
sound
don't.
Like
have you ever read a comment? If you like read a few comments from a comment section, if you go down to like a little bit, you're just like, this is just like who actually takes the time to comment on
I've
shit?
I've thought that a million times.
There's people. I'm sure there are people that take the time to comment on shit. Like, there's probably a good amount of them, but like, there can't be that many people who actually invest that much time into it.
I mean, I've always thought that too. I didn't realize it was fucking fake ass people.
There's a lot, yeah. There's like bot farms where there's like
just being like, "Haha, you're stupid because of
no,
X."
No, they're just to fuck. Yeah, they're just there to just like fuck with people, and you know what I mean. But
like iRobot.
Not even. I mean, there's still AI. I don't know enough about any of this stuff to be talking about it. But like, AI is obviously something that's like starting to become a thing. You can use AI for everything. Now it's like if you go on eBay, I'll bring it back to reselling. So it's still roughly related to reselling.
Roughly.
Like, if you go on eBay, you can do an AI description of your item and you can like use that. Your item
yeah.
But it literally has nothing like it could be a used item. It doesn't say anything about like the damage that's on the item. It's just a general description of the item using AI. Yeah. So like it makes things easier, but
as well, and Facebook has that new AI button instead of the search, instead of the hourglass, or not hourglass, the magnifying glass.
Facebook is just garbage. I've talked about how garbage Facebook is right now. I only use it for marketplace. Boomers love Facebook. But
I mean, it's all I got. I just don't even want to invest in anything else.
Social media is just fucking wild. It's the Wild West.
Concur.
I have an Instagram. I've been very negligent about uploading. That's like what I try to use for reselling. TikTok. There's one video that I did. Where it's like a fart video.
I was going to say the one you were farting.
The fart video, yeah. I'm hoping that it blew up. I'm hoping I opened my TikTok account. There's just a bunch of money. They're like, you're the number one video on TikTok. But it was when TikTok was like in its infancy.
Yeah, it's gone, dude. It's long lost in a sea of a billion TikToks.
But do you want to be like TikTok famous? You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't.
It's just, yeah.
I don't think I have any to be famous. I can't public speak.
I don't want to be famous. I like doing the podcast. I like doing an audio podcast because, like, you can't really see who I am. And I don't really like interacting with strangers. But I'm used to it. Remember we were talking about when you have kids? Jesus Christ. I think you were going to, like, But when you're talking about when you have kids, it's like you're almost famous.
Yeah.
Because people just come up and they're like, think they have a right to talk to you.
Your kids are so cute.
Yeah. That, I feel like if you don't have cute kids and people aren't coming up to talk to you all the way, it's like, that's how you know that your kids are ugly.
If that doesn't happen to you, your kids are ugly. Yeah.
Exactly. If you're listening to this and your kids aren't bringing attention to you, your kids are ugly. Your kids aren't cute. But there's an election coming up. Things happening.
I don't know shit about
2024. What do you mean?
I mean, I know the fucking election's coming up.
It's Trump, unless he gets locked up. I'm right down the middle, so I don't give a fuck. I love talking about it. Remember back in the day? All right, so they always were like, you're not supposed to talk about politics, right? There's two things you don't talk about at a bar, politics or religion, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say. But why not? You're like a Christian guy.
Well,
I'm not really a Christian guy. We're like almost best friends. I'd say almost because you've never given me a naked hug.
Have I not?
No, I'm just kidding. We're best friends.
You're like, all right, fine. I don't need it.
I feel like you should talk about those things, right?
I mean, I just don't even have anything to say about them.
But you should talk about them, right? Like, you're religious, you're a Christian man. You should talk about it to somebody who's not Christian, and they should be with it.
Yes, I should.
If you started talking to me about Christian shit, I wouldn't be like, ugh. I'd be like, yeah, man, that's cool. You know what I mean?
Would you?
Yeah. I'm not disparaging. Have I ever been disparaging your religion?
No, of course not.
I'd be like, hey, I've made jokes, but like, I'm not into that gay shit. But it was it was for the sake of just saying, like, I'm not into that gay shit. You know what I mean? It's for the sake of the joke. But it's the same with politics. Like, you should talk about politics because it affects you as a person who lives in this country.
Yeah.
So you should talk about to other people about politics, right?
What if you just don't pay attention?
But you should pay attention.
I mean, yeah, I believe
we
that
should
as
be
well.
Paying attention.
I think so too. But what
because
if you
our country has been like captured by corporations, you know what I mean? So we should be talking about like, hey, what's your political views? Because if you have political views that aren't necessarily my political views,
yeah,
they might line up at some point, but you won't know if you're not talking about it. Valid and then point. You get fucking weird about it. You take it personally. Like, if you're somebody who's fucking deeply left-wing or right-wing,
yep.
You take that shit personally.
I know one or two or three.
Yeah, you just take that shit personally. It's fucking...
And they kind of suck.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So you should just talk about it. It's like, you shouldn't not talk about it at a fucking bar or whatever. You should just talk about it.
You're right.
Just be like, oh, this is what I think should happen. And they're like, oh, no, I think this is should happen. And then eventually you're like... Wait, we think the same thing. You know what I mean?
And then we cheers and make out.
Or we play hide the salon.
Exactly.
38 minutes. 22 minutes to go. Easy. Fucking easy street.
I don't know, dude.
Do you want to take a shot?
Sure.
I don't want to take a shot, but if it'll get you through the last 22 minutes...
What time is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we should. I'm only going to do it because then you'll have to do it.
All right. Give me a small one. All right. I'll hide the dead air. That way we can make up for a little bit of it. I'll talk about a little bit of reselling. So I went out this weekend. Yard sale season is fucking... Oh, it's back in full effect. Got some Jordans. $20. Flip those. I got some CDs. What else did I get, Jacob? Some records.
You got some.
I got some vintage clothes. I got some vintage Carhartt overalls. I was going to trade them, but I could probably get a good amount of money for them. I got a book of CDs. I got Mega Man 11, which I'm going to keep for myself. Ooh, those look like good shots. So yeah, yard sale season's back. Oh, fuck. I love yard sale season. I love this shit.
You got up at 6:30.
Yeah, I can. Dude, I wouldn't get up for 6:30 for any other job except for this job. I drove to fucking 40 minutes away. Got a blow mold and some records. I got a Joseph blow mold.
Joseph who?
Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Joseph Christ.
Is that his last name?
No.
What's his last name?
I have no clue. I don't think he has one.
It's fucked up.
It's Mary's husband.
Come on, Joseph. To Joseph.
Mary, Joseph Christ. I don't have any more cigarettes.
You have
heaters.
One.
I don't have any heaters.
You no, have one left.
I smoked it out there.
You did?
Yeah. I told you I was going outside. And you're just in here poking around on this shit.
What do you mean poking around? I was setting up. It took a while to set the shit up.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's not easy to set up a podcast every week. Yeah. People take it for granted.
You think you'd be faster at it by now?
You would think so too, but I always do it like last minute. I'm always a little bit fucked up, or I'm like in the middle of doing shit with my kids. But luckily, the kids are fucking. Nobody's waking up. If they wake up, it's not my problem. My wife is.
Mine neither.
She's on fucking kid duty.
She works in the morning.
Yeah, but she doesn't know I'm home.
She's not off duty. She's not off duty until
she wasn't
until
awake.
She goes to work.
Yeah, she wasn't awake to know that I got home. But we sat at the one bar at that Chinese place. That place was fucking bomb.
Bye, mom.
I think those Asian ladies wanted to.
To my right?
Do, 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 do. They want to fuck. And, you know what I mean?
To my right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were
A
little tipsy.
They were talking a different language the whole time, and I think they were saying that they wanted us.
I think so. I looked over at one point, and the one, I was like, ah! but yeah, no, seriously, they did. I think so.
What was the drink that Jameson got there?
Scorpion Bowl.
Scorpion Bowl, which I'm unfamiliar with, but apparently it's
It's a bunch of rums. It's like a bunch of white rums. That's what it said on their drink menu. Usually it's just like a bunch of shit.
A bunch of booze.
Yeah, and then like pineapple juice, grenadine, like it's fucking gross. It's like it's not good. You can get, there's a bar up the street. It's a Chinese food restaurant that you can get them to go.
Is it a Chinese thing?
It's a Chinese restaurant thing. I don't, in New England, they don't have
Scorpion
them out
Bowl
west.
Is a communally shared alcoholic tea.
Communally
drink
shared, yeah.
Served in a large ceramic, where'd it go? Bowl traditionally decorated with Wahine or Hula Girl Island scenes and meant to be drunk through long straws.
Yeah.
Bowl shapes are a single drink. What the hell's in it? Garnish, multiple fruits, flour.
It's like pineapple juice and just white rum.
Puerto Rican rum, brandy, OJ, lemon juice, orgeat syrup, whatever the hell.
Yeah, no, they don't do any of that. It's just like rum and fucking pineapple juice.
Oh, I don't like pineapple.
And then they put juice. Myers rum, so it's like a little bit. But it's mostly rum. Yeah.
I'm cool with rum. I don't like pineapple juice, so I'm glad I didn't get one.
No, it's like it's pineapple juice, a little bit of orange juice.
Because they look bomb. But J-Mo drank one by himself.
Yeah.
And did he maintain his composure?
Yeah, no. He didn't get like fucked up. He wasn't like.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah. We went
He's
to
way
the
cooler.
Same venue.
He's way cooler
but
when he gets fucked up.
We saw Tim Dillon and he did comedy, but he finished.
I never heard of her.
Tim Dillon, it's yeah. A dude. It's a gay, he's a gay man, but he's I don't know why I said but he's funny as fuck. I love Tim Dillon.
I've still never heard of her.
Well, we've been watching stand-up comedy. I showed you all the other ones. Can we talk about the fact that your idea of stand-up comedy is Justin Timberlake's opening monologue to 2010, his 2010 guest appearance, where he does a masturbatory monologue where he
masturbatory?
Talks about all the fun.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it's
masturbatory. I love that.
It's just him talking. It was just him talking about like all the fucking shit he's done, and like being like, it's gonna happen in the future. I'm from the 1930s. It is the worst sketch I've ever seen in my life.
It was funny.
But why? What made you think that was funny?
I don't know.
It's not funny. It wasn't funny at all.
Everybody else I've showed it to laughed.
Who did you show it to?
My kids. My wife.
I feel bad for your kids and your wife. Okay. I need to talk to them. I'm going to talk to them.
Do it.
Because that wasn't funny.
I still want to show it to your wife because I think she'll laugh.
She won't. I promise you. Do you want to bet money?
That's because you put it in her head. So
no,
now
I
she's
won't.
Gonna.
I won't.
No, she it's too
won't.
Late. She'll remember.
Okay.
You already right. put it in her head that it's not funny, so she's gonna be a snatch and not be real.
Okay, Justin Timberlake. Just to like step by step, it's
not,
Justin
it's
Timberlake.
It's not like upper class fucking comedic
but
shit.
It's not
it's
even
just a
silly.
Funny skit.
It's not even silly. It's just Justin Timberlake, and this is in 2010. So that means that's like 13 years after he was relevant for NSYNC.
And
I'm
also
not.
14
I like
years
Justin
ago.
Timberlake's music. I like Justin Timberlake's
Cry
music.
Me a river.
But yeah, I like his new shit. I like his new shit. I'm a Justin Timberlake fan. You know, I love all like. I'm not somebody who's like, oh, you should be embarrassed about the music. Like
you don't like Taylor.
I like Taylor Swift. I told you I like Taylor Swift.
No.
And then I told you what happened.
I thought you said you like Miley.
No. What I said was, you asked me, you're like, do you like Taylor Swift? I was like, yeah, let's go on a Taylor Swift journey. We listened to Taylor Swift on the way to the Cape. And then I was like, Taylor Swift's kind of mediocre. And then this football season happened. And every 2 seconds they were like, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. It was like you're kneeling, you know what I mean? When you were like, oh, this is annoying. They're kneeling for the flag or whatever. It was the same thing. I was like, I don't want to see this. This is offensive to me as an American. I don't want to watch football and Taylor Swift. So she just kind of got annoying to me. And as I was listening, I was like, Miley Cyrus is so much more talented
I agree.
Than Taylor Swift. Like, but she's not the same artist. You know what I mean? She's fucking dope. I love Miley Cyrus. But I love all types of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't fucking know.
But anyway. What were we talking about?
How'd we get on music? Oh, comedy.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
We both got it at the same time.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that is a terrible sketch. It's not funny. It's just him, like...
I mean, compared to the other shit we were watching, I get it, but it was still
you,
just
I know,
silly.
Because that was real comedy. It was funny. It made you laugh. You were like, oh, this is funny.
Bro, he's bringing sexy back.
He's not.
Where'd it
I'll
go?
I'll give you Nate
I don't know,
Bargatze's
but it was
funny.
Gone, and he brought it back. Okay, Nate Bargatze. He is funny.
Nate Bargatze's funny, yes. Yeah. But I did show you another it's not even about clean comedians. It's just the Justin Timberlake sketch is just not funny. It's just not.
What was the other guy you showed me?
Brian Regan, the clean guy?
Yeah, where I was crying.
If Brian Regan had those clips out today, that dude would be like... It's fucking hilarious. It's so fucking funny. It's just silly shit.
So Mike Brannon... who we just hung out with in Vegas, sent me in the airport on my way to come here, sent me a clip from him about how he went golfing with his homie and his wife heard that they had just got a divorce and his wife's asking him about, you know, how's homie? And he's like, I don't know. You know what skit I'm talking about? And it's the same guy that you had me listen to that night when I was in tears. with that bit about I don't have any clue how my buddy's doing. We just played 18 rounds of golf and the guy that you showed me that I was in tears about, the other clean guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, Brian Regan.
Yeah,
that we were just him. Talking about. Yeah,
that bit. Are you familiar with that bit?
Did we watch it?
Mm-mm. Brandon sent it to me while I was in the airport to come over here. And it's just trippy because it's the same dude.
You didn't say that when we watched.
That's
him.
Because I just watched it again, like on the shitter, like this morning. In my text messages, I was like, oh shit.
Okay.
It's coincidental.
It is.
Tis.
We got less than 9 minutes. How Hallelujah. Crazy is that?
It's kind of crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
I feel like I'm not contributing very well, but you know, it is what it is. I'm glad
I told this is my shot. Just fucking, you know what I mean? I'll edit it to make it seem like you weren't even
just
here.
Edit me out.
It's just like, wait, I'm just talking
Who's
to myself.
Who's this motherfucker talking to? That could be interesting.
Eventually, I'm going to do Patreon. So like guests will be on Patreon. Okay. I'm already looking ahead to the future to charging the people that are listening.
I thought you only lived in the present.
No, not for this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to look ahead for the future for this stuff.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of moving parts to what I do. So you've got like, I've starting to not like a lot of people are like, I fucking hate eBay. eBay is fucking sucks, blah, 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 blah. And I agree. eBay does a lot of annoying shit. So I've started, you've seen me move away from eBay yeah. since you've been here. I just do the fucking in
local
person
shit. Yeah.
I'll talk to the people that I've like.
And you got your local buyers for individual. Your blow-ups or whatever the hell you call
yeah,
those things.
So I haven't like, but it's nice because I haven't spent as much effort or energy on eBay, but I'm still selling on eBay.
Yeah.
So, but the podcast is obviously essential. Like I have the most faith in the podcast, but I also understand it's going to take a long time and I'm not really advertising and there's probably like two or three people listening.
Well, that was three and a half.
That's generous. But now that you know about it, it's going to be like four and a half.
I thought you were going to say a bunch.
Huh?
I thought you were going to say a bunch.
No.
And I'm like, I'm not telling nobody. No.
I feel like we should, since we're talking on the podcast, we should talk about when we worked together.
What about it?
I don't know. What's some fun stories?
Shit, dude.
That doesn't involve sexual assault or like theft or
drugs. I don't have any then.
Well, drugs are fine.
Oh, okay.
We never did drugs at work. You were very professional.
We never did drugs at work.
You're very professional when I worked with you. I told you about the time that I did edible. I keep saying did edibles, but I took edibles. That old lady, I forget her name. The old lady that worked there that was like very horny. She was like
Pam. Horn.
Yes,
I still talk to Pam.
So she was like banging
Cole.
Yes,
I just ran into him downtown yeah. Olympia.
No, he was on my last podcast actually, the itty bitty podcast. He was on the itty bitty podcast.
You had him on there?
Yeah.
About what again?
When he worked at the weed place.
That's right.
And so he
that.
Gave her edibles, and me and Andre ate them because we were closing, and we forgot to lock the front door. You remember that? Did you ever hear about that?
Uh-uh.
So we forgot to lock the front
door. Because you guys were just stoned and just walked out?
Yeah, so we set the alarms. We did everything we were supposed to do, but we forgot to just fucking...
Turn around and lock it, yeah.
Just twist it. And so Nicole was working the next day, and she came in.
Which Nicole? Short,
the Nicole that we're friends with.
Okay.
I don't remember another Nicole.
I trained her for Aberdeen as well, and she's the one who sold me my house.
No,
her name's Nicole. You probably never met her.
Yeah, it was the only Nicole that I met, and so she like I forget if she called or she texted her. I think she called, and she was like, "Hey, you guys closed last night," and this was before we were like cool. And she was like, I like you, so I'm just going to let you know that you guys forgot to lock the door.
You never fucking told me about this.
But, like, if that door blew, remember there was a sensor?
Yeah.
So and we it would set let the alarm. Yeah, so yeah. That door just the whole night, just because it was so no wind. Yeah.
Damn, you got lucky, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking stoner.
Yeah.
I can't believe you never told me that.
No, I thought I did. Yeah, we ate edibles and we just completely forgot to fucking lock the door. But.
No, towards the end, you were smoking all the time. I didn't give a fuck.
I mean, I smoked when I got hired. You're a
functional smoker.
I smoked when I got hired. I remember Tyler told me, he was like, said something about like smoking weed and like, but like he was like directing it towards me like he knew.
Mm.
Like he was implying that he knew, but it's like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? I'm the highest functioning smoking person next to fucking Snoop Dogg.
The highest?
Yeah.
Highest functioning high?
Yeah.
All right, so is this a wrap or what?
We have 4 minutes left. And the reason I'm trying to do an hour because I think once I get to the point where I'm making money, the hour is, I think, the sweet spot. You know what I mean? Then I get to put some ads in, make these people listen to me fucking, you know, pitch them some shit. I'm only going to
pitch. What are you going to pitch?
I'm trying to get a weed sponsorship. So I'm going to talk to the local weed store first.
Don't talk to that last guy you got your weed from.
What do you mean? Oh, the guy that gave me that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just like a dispensary worker.
Yeah, and he should have known you were going to be on mushrooms, and he fucked you up.
Well, even that, I mean, he should have known. He knows what I use to smoke my shit. He knows I use the honey badger. His shit's clogging my shit up.
# honey badger.
Yeah, the honey badger needs to sponsor me. I love the honey badger.
I can see that.
Yeah, there's not too many people talking about the honey badger. I'll talk about the honey badger. I badmouthed it early on, but you know what? That's my shit.
It's gotten me through a lot of days. A lot of days with these kids.
Well, now you make me sound like I'm an absentee father. I mean,
I don't think that that's
no,
what
you
that
should smoke
like.
Weed when you're the kids. You should.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no reason to not smoke weed. And you think I'm fucking around, but I'm not fucking around.
No, I believe it.
As long as you can smoke weed with your kids. Like, if you're going to smoke weed and you're like, oh, I can't fucking, I'm so lazy. Well, if you smoke weed and you're lazy, you're just a lazy person. I think that's the thing, right? Like, if you smoke weed and you're lazy, you're just a lazy person. I smoke weed and I can fuck it. I'll smoke weed before a workout. I'll smoke weed and go for a walk. Like, I don't smoke weed and just sit down. I can't. So there's no such thing as like, oh, I'm a fucking, you're a lazy stoner.
I don't know, man. I disagree. That shit.
You smoke weed and just sit down? I've never seen you just smoke weed and sit down.
I'm fucking sit down right now.
Yeah, because I made you sit down for an hour to do a podcast. But like, you don't just sit down and smoke weed. You're not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like something. Yeah.
So like, when you smoke weed though, you're like, I'm more patient with my kids, and you know I have a temper, so like, but I should probably get therapy. That's probably the
no, we probably all should.
Yeah, like, who's got time for fucking therapy?
as we get older, it's like that's you start hearing adults talk about it, it's like, man, I wonder what kind of shit they could dig up that I don't know about.
Yeah,
that
but
could
those,
help me.
The boomers, man, those guys have fucking trauma. I swear, like, they have, like,
everybody's got trauma.
Yeah, but I feel like the boomers have, like, you know what I mean, like, I mean, the 90s and the 80s kids had a little bit of trauma, but we kind of had freedom. But they just were like, they're raised by like a Neanderthals, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On the farms, getting beat and having to do work.
Yeah. So I kind of empathize with them, but like at the same time, fucking not even read a book, just like go on YouTube, you fuck.
Learn how to use your phone.
Do we have 45 seconds?
Which going to talk
about
45 seconds?
What do you
want to
talk about for 45 seconds?
Shout out to Perry and Amy and Isla and Ivy for hosting me this week.
Well, you did work on the house.
Yeah.
You're a slave.
It was fun.
Shit, you're not supposed to say slave on podcast.
Yeah, I remember. Because I'm not even going to repeat it.
2024. 14 seconds, 13. Come on. Get something good.
That's all I got.
Get something that's going to get us like another 10 minutes.
Well, no. I got 14 seconds. Get these headphones off my damn ears.
All right. We did it. That's an hour.
High five. White power. he just high-fived me when I said that. You racist fuck.
All right, he lives at...
Got him!
He lives at...